degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the country has decent weather today, not in the Northeast, more rain. We've had in the last, let's see here, I just saw a number. In the last 6.5 weeks, we've had almost 14 inches of rain, which is normally what we get over about a 3.5 month period.
Wow. And I thought you were being dramatic, I have to admit, about this whole rain every day thing. And then I talked to someone from the East Coast who confirmed your story yesterday.
Well, you don't believe me.
I do believe you.
Kind of a deal
with
that.
Well, no, you're a farmer, so I know the weather impacts you a little more intensely than everybody else.
I have to farm with a boat now instead of with a tractor.
Right, you need a raft.
Oh, my God, what a mess. It just has thrown everything, curveballs into anything or everything you're trying to do in terms of agriculture. The animals, you can't chop feed for the animals, so you dig into feed that you haven't been able to really cut yet because there hasn't been any ability to get on the fields and the sun has been here. This has been one of the most miserable springs, and I said this, I think, on the air yesterday. The last 6 or 7 years, it's either rained all through April, all through May, or all through June.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to May or June, April's not so bad, but April gives way to...
That's usually when April showers bring May flowers.
Bring May flowers, right, exactly. Yeah, we had actually a nice... pretty nice April and May, got things started, and then you had to stop because the rain just keeps coming. We haven't seen the sun really, a beautiful sunny day here for 10 days.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm heading back to California, I think.
Come on back. We've got lots of sun.
Let's talk about what people are talking about today. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. We want to get to the items that are top of mind. And I guess what's going on in Syria for a lot of people is top of mind. Have they or have they not used chemical weapons? Do we or do we not go in there to help the rebels? Are they or are they not connected to Al-Qaeda? And is John McCain sane or not? I guess that's all part of the discussion.
Yes,
here.
Yes, yes. No.
No.
Wait. Yes, yes, no. Maybe so.
Maybe. All right. So the conclusion has prompted, the conclusion is that there is a small-scale usage of these drugs like sarin gas. So the president is broadening military support, helping opposition groups. And then yesterday, I heard this, and Kenny and I were talking about it earlier. I don't know how true it is, because the news media may be doing its usual to stir the pot, or the government may be, in order to justify going in there. Have you heard? The rebels are connected to Al-Qaeda. All right, so what does that mean? The rebels are the ones that are trying to get rid of the government. We supposedly are eager to help the rebels. Oops, but wait a minute, not so fast. They're connected to Al-Qaeda. So now we go back around, circle full, all the way around, and the people who don't like Obama say, see, we told you. He's a Muslim. He's a member of Al-Qaeda. He's going to ruin this country. So how about that for a string of thoughts, Kenny?
Well, yeah, except that it's John McCain who really wants us to get into...
Well, he's a member of Al-Qaeda, then.
Yeah,
he's become a Muslim.
Birth certificate out.
Yeah. He was born in... wherever he was born. Ireland, maybe. Who knows?
Ireland.
Well, isn't McCain an Irish name?
I would imagine.
Scottish would be M-A-C.
Right, is there Mac Cain.
Yeah, is Mac... McCain. Is there a... It's McCain, but I'm not sure I've ever seen a name, a McCain spelled M-A-C-C-A-I-N. Have you?
I don't think I have either.
No.
I don't think so.
All right. So we've taken care of that problem. Bing, bang, boom. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day or at on Twitter at Good Day Show. The Supreme Court unanimously... all 9 of them, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Can you count that high, Jennifer?
I can right now.
1,
2,
3,
yeah. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
All right, so the court agreed that companies cannot patent your genes. The,
like my
court,
Levi's?
No, your DNA.
Oh, my genes.
Which is inside of your Levi's.
Yes.
The court ruled that DNA is a product of nature and not patent eligible because, even though it's been isolated, in somewhat of a compromise, also ruled that genetic material created in laboratories is eligible for patent protection. So if you have something created in a test tube that sort of resembles DNA, that can be patented. Mm-hmm. But your DNA, my DNA, Kenny's DNA, everybody's DNA, cannot be patented. The case centered on a Salt Lake City company called Myriad Genetics. How many people listening in Salt Lake know about Myriad Genetics? Maybe even somebody works there. If you do, call us at 888-302-3684. It'd be interesting to know a little more about what your company is trying to do. It actually was granted patents for two human genes known as BRCA1 and BRCA2. Which indicate a higher risk of breast or ovarian cancer might be present. Remember, that was the whole thing with Angelina Jolie and the discussion. I don't know, Jennifer, how much I'm betting you're up on this, probably more than the average bear. BRCA1, BRCA2. Have you ever been tested for that?
Yeah, remember, I actually, maybe about around Christmas time, got genetic testing through 23andMe. I think it's a great thing to do. I mean, some people may feel like it's a waste of time because even if you have the gene, it doesn't mean you're going to get it, or you could still get something even if you don't carry a gene for it. So, but I thought it was really interesting. Plus, it shows you where your ancestry is from, and it's kind of a cool thing to do if you can swing it.
Yeah. My daughter has had it done. Mm-hmm. I don't know. She probably did it the medical reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the outshoot is, and that was all I asked her about when she had the testing done. I don't know that I was knowledgeable. I think this discussion, which has been floating around, as you said, for a while, but Angelina Jolie's experience sort of brings it to the surface again. I'm not sure that I asked her what she found out, other than are you safe from the worry of having breast cancer, which she seems to be confident that she is.
That's a false confidence, because no one is safe from that, whether you carry that gene or not. You have to be diligent. You have to keep checking.
Right, yeah. Well, you have to, especially when you have it in your family, and the insurance companies and those who are in the medical world, when they understand that you come from a family that's had that, they, at least in Megan's case, they are very liberal, they're pretty open about how the testing is conducted, and being thorough is one of the things that you'd like to think would happen all the time, but apparently it doesn't happen with some as it does with others. But she felt that she'd been very thoroughly investigated or examined.
Good.
Let's keep our fingers crossed as to that reality. Exactly. What's going on in the world? Subject of discussion here on the Good Day program. Here's an email from our friend Juan Carlos.
Juan Carlos.
Oh, again.
I love Juan Carlos.
He lives in Havana, listens to WFFG, which is in the Florida Keys, Marathon, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He, I remember, I don't, did I read the email that he sent last time about Dr. Ken here, or was, I don't know that I talked about him here.
I don't know that I've heard of Juan Carlos.
Well, he listens.
Do you like
to
how I say that? That's pretty
Juan.
Good.
It's very nice.
Yeah. Well,
you.
This is aimed.
Name.
I think the discussion, or at least the focus on his email, brings me around to thinking how much different it is now in the 25th year of doing this program, the Good Day Show, than it was when we got started in terms of audience, and it's all because of technology. Give thanks. I am starting every day by giving thanks for what's in my life. And I am thankful that we have been able to use and continue to use the growing number of methods to get this program into people's ears, not only around our country, but around the world. And there's people, well, he's listening to AM radio station. And you know what? We were discussing earlier, Jennifer, a survey that's been done of people who listen to the radio and why they listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no surprise that mornings are when most people utilize the radio. And the folks who are really strong, like 94% of the country listens to radio at one point in time during the week. And most of them who are really interested in what's going on in the world listen in the morning, and as soon as they get up, they want to turn the radio on. Used to be people wanted a cup of coffee first thing they got up. Nope! They want to listen to the radio and find out what's going on. So I hope that you find your experience here fulfilling. One of the things we want to talk about during the course of this hour and today is the fact that Sunday is Father's Day, and I want to kind of get a sense. I'd really like to do this across our social media world as well, Kenny. What did your father teach you? These are sort of traditional things. Your dad, what does he mean to you? I don't want to have the morning go by without us spending a good deal of time on that. Maybe because I'm a father and I like talking about that sort of thing because I love being a father. How about you? If you're a dad, do you love being a dad? I'm guessing, Jennifer, your dad, because I know him well, loves being your father.
If Kenny, he doesn't, I'll beat him.
Yeah, right. Ken, I don't know your dad, but I'm guessing that he's proud of you. And
I think so.
Yeah. Call him. Hey, Dad, you proud of me or not?
Why would I know this?
We'll put this on, in the air. I don't know about Michael Fortier's father. I know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, right.
They golf together and stuff. He must be proud of him.
Michael's at the controls in our studio in Washington. You may join us, and we encourage that in any and all ways possible. 888-302-DOUG. It's 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
This Father's Day, Nook makes it easy to find the perfect gift for Dad. The all-new Nook HD Plus tablet, just $149. This week only, save $120. Nook HD Plus is everything Dad wants in a tablet. Ultralight with a 9-inch display, perfect for books, magazines, movies, and TV shows. And now with over 700,000 Android apps and games. Hurry to Barnes & Noble for the best gift for Dad. Nook HD Plus, just $149. An incredible savings of $120. This week only. Android is a trademark of Google, Inc.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store, like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89. A Fishman digital clip-on guitar tuner for $10. Or a 5-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday because Dad is much better than average.
Are you ready to get away this summer? Then stay at America's Best Value Inn, and you might find yourself playing in Las Vegas. Join our Value Club for the chance to win monthly travel prizes or the grand prize, a 4-night VIP stay at the D Las Vegas, a Lexington Legacy Hotel on famous Fremont Street. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com and get away, stay, and play this summer.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, you're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Our poll today at DougStephan.com through the weekend. What are you getting your dad for Father's Day? A, dinner out. B, sports tickets. C, electronics. D, a card. E, a phone call. F, when's Father's Day?
Oh, boo.
Boo, yeah, exactly. Boo. I have gone back and forth. Once in a while, I'll spend Father's Day with my children.
I know. I thought you'd come out. Usually you come out for breakfast or something.
So, yeah, I come out on a morning flight, and we spend 4 or 5 hours at brunch finding out what's going on, and I catch the last flight back. But I don't feel that. I'm honestly really concerned about what I'm getting done on the farm, and the kids know it. And so I it's one of those things, you toss it in the air. What do you do? And the kids say, Dad, stay there, get the work done. So that's what I'm doing.
Don't worry about interrupting our weekend.
You!
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption. absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
West, Jennifer.
This is really the only Kanye West song I think I know or like.
Really?
Yeah.
There's not much about him that I'm drawn to.
No, he's pretty much just a jerk.
Yeah. What did the president call him? A jackass.
Yes.
Anyway, I was interested in Wendy Williams talking about him yesterday in the context of his requesting privacy for him and his... He hasn't married Kim Kardashian.
No. Right. It's just that Kim is his baby mama.
Right. The baby's coming. He wants privacy for himself, so why don't you just shut the hell up? Let's get Wendy's take on this.
Let's talk about Kanye West and Kim Kardashian and their relationship, because he's talking now. He did an interview with the New York Times, and Kanye in the interview says that he doesn't want to talk to America about his family. It's a little late for that. He also says that this is my baby, this isn't America's baby. Well, unfortunately, Kim belongs to America, and so the baby belongs to us too, because she's put it out there like that long before you were with her, Kanye. So, like it or not, sorry.
All right, I think that pretty much summarizes it. Thank you. You've already set the stage. You've made your bid. So
I know. I think this is the first time I've ever felt mildly sorry for Kim Kardashian, because she's so pregnant right now. And I can't imagine having to see that on TV all the time. But
I can't imagine these people getting the attention.
I know.
They do.
I rarely feel sorry
for
them.
My God.
Rarely.
888-302-3684. Okay. Another tradition here at this point in the hour that we're in is to review some of the late night fun that the four prominent players, Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, Jimmy Fallon, have. You notice I leave out the other Jimmy because I think he's becoming obnoxious and self-obsessed. But at any rate, we'll start with some joking from Conan O'Brien.
I'm excited. This Sunday is Father's Day. Father's Day. Father's Day, yeah. Or as NBA players call it, don't answer the phone day.
See Ben off the hook.
Very excited. I'm excited this Sunday's Father's Day because I'm a dad. So I'm excited. Yeah. Yeah. I'm good. I'm excited about it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what I'm getting yet, but I have a feeling the government knows.
29-year-old Edward Snowden guy, the man behind the leaking of the story of the NSA spy scandal. A lot of speculation about this guy. One of them now is that Snowden is hiding in Hong Kong and could be working for China. Hey, let's get real, okay? Aren't we all pretty much working for China? Please, please. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Well, now Snowden's girlfriend's making news. Did you see her? Oh, my God, very pretty girl. She's an attractive pole dancer by the name of Lindsay Mills. Yeah, she's a pole dancer. You know what that means? Dancing with the stars. You know they're going to make her an offer. You know what's going to happen.
You know who's popular now? George W. Bush. People love George W. Bush
really?
Now. Yes.
How about that?
That's right. According to recent polls, George W. Bush is more popular than not popular. So there's still hope for me. I got my fingers crossed. It's because a couple of months ago, George W. Bush opened up his new George W. Bush Presidential Library and Water Park. That's what made it so excited about that.
Here's a nice story, you guys. This week, a 97-year-old man in New York graduated from high school. Isn't that nice? And good for him. I gotta say, he pulled a pretty good senior prank. He closed his eyes for a few seconds.
With your hand, dudes.
Funny. Happy birthday to him. Happy Father's Day to you. By the way, there's a story at DougStephan.com about a lawsuit filed over Happy Birthday. Check that out at DougStephan.com.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can you tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Spitzer and Madeline. President Obama just named three lawyers to three vacancies to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Is he trying to, quote, pack the court? Or is the GOP just engaged in political obstruction?
I view this as having been obstructionism on the part of the Senate that disagreed with the ideology of the very centrist nominees, and I think it is an abuse of the advice and consent power. I just want to come back to the metaphor of court packing, which is so out of place and wrong and ridiculous. FDR tried to pack the court when he tried to increase the number of seats. These seats are there to be filled.
I take his packing argument, but I'm going to trump him with a functionality argument. This court does not have the workload that the Second and the 11th have. One of our root causes of our crime problem here is the courts not being able to prosecute these cases.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let's click into your head. Let's see what gear your head is in.
Slow.
This is the Friday Good Day program, Friday before Father's Day. Want to hear from you about your father and or how it's like as you are a father with your children. Things in the discussion bowl today, the massive wildfire in Colorado destroying 360 homes. I communicated with our friend Jennifer Howard Price, lovingly referred to in the advertising community as Half Price.
As the godfather.
Right. He's, okay, he's got a very plum, plush facility. You ever been to his house?
I have not. My dad has. And my dad loves his place. He says it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a neat place. Anyway, he's safe.
Good.
Apparently, people that work for him, however, in the track of all of this fire.
He's trying to move his offices, too. That must be tough when everybody's worried about fire and everything moving around.
Anyway, the homes that are in heavily wooded areas are the ones that obviously are of concern. 15,000 acres in Colorado Springs.
It's the most destructive fire they've ever had in Colorado.
Yeah, right. Well, the ash is jumping rapidly around. You know, some of these trees are 100 feet high.
Right.
And the ashes of the wind get a hold of it and whew, fire has become one of the most destructive, as Jennifer said, for a long time. I don't understand this focus. Tell me what I'm missing here. So there was a fire in Philadelphia. We all heard that story about the building was being demolished, as I understand, and it crumbled on top of the Salvation Army thrift store that was next door. A couple of employees got killed. Some customers got killed. Police arrested the equipment operator who was high on marijuana when the collapse occurred. And so now, and I didn't even really want to talk much about that. So now the focus on the building inspector who killed himself.
Yeah, he just killed himself.
I don't understand why he did that.
Obviously, it wasn't up to code or something, and he
took
responsibility.
Well, that's why they were tearing it down.
Yeah,
why is he responsible? He told the building is condemned, tear it down. So why is... I don't get this.
I don't know.
Anybody get, what are we missing here?
I have no idea. I mean, the story that I've seen just this morning is that he killed himself and there hasn't been a real reason why yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. There's so many suicides.
Mm-hmm.
Just the
and
world.
And just senseless deaths, too.
Yeah. You think about what becomes so horrible. How do you become so desperate in your life that you want to end it? We certainly have talked a lot this year about members of the service. 22, what is it, 22 a day or something? 22 a week? Some, mm-hmm. whatever it is, it's the number that's too high. And the government says, oh, don't worry, it's the same as the average number of people in the rest of the world that commit suicide, the rest of the country. Huh?
And it did translate that way, by the way. We did check the numbers.
I know, but so why is that relevant?
It's the same. I mean, the suicide rate, I think the point here is that the suicide rate is becoming
skyrocketing.
High.
Yeah. Why? What are we missing here? I'm thankful. Do I have things in my life that are distressing and not cool? Yeah. Jennifer, you've got some things in your life that are distressing and not cool. Kenny, I'm sure you do too.
I collect things
Absolutely.
Like that.
Yeah.
Some people have stamps. I have things.
They call her the worrier. They call her the worrier.
I just
he goes around and round and round and round. And
it's my hobby, okay?
Yeah, I know.
This building inspector
Jewish.
Guy. No, I could be though. I'd make an excellent
make
great, Jewish person.
At least a Catholic, if not a you know good. Both
I
places.
Am a Catholic.
Kenny's been both those places, and so he's.
I worry all the time.
they call him the worrier. But I'm the worrier. All right, so what were you going to say, Jennifer?
I was
going to
say this building inspector inspected the site of the building collapse twice in February and at a related property adjacent to that scene in mid-May.
Uh-huh. He didn't do anything wrong, though.
No,
they demolished the building because it didn't pass code. So what is his deal? I don't get it.
It says, city records show that Ronald Wagenhofer, that's his name, inspected right. the site before work, began on February 12th and again on February 25th after it got underway.
To he, demolishing of the building.
He returned to the strip of attached storefronts on May 14th after a citizen complained about the demolition being conducted at the building next door to the one that collapsed. Wagenhofer found the complaint unfounded, so that's why he felt guilty, apparently. I don't know.
That's too bad. Face the music or... how does that ruin the rest of your life? 888-302-3684 on Good Day. So the anniversary of the Newtown shooting was this past week, 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Does it seem like it's been 6 months? Man, it seems like yesterday. Doesn't it in all of our lives?
It does. But I can't believe it's already mid-June, so that gets me.
That is exactly. We'll be halfway through this year in 2 weeks.
Yep. You're going to start to see Christmas ads again.
All right, so anyway, because of this, there was a renewed focus on background checks this week. And, of course, many politicians taking advantage of the spotlight and the backdrop of the families of the children who were killed in Newtown, the yamma, yamma, yamma from people like Harry Reid, the fight isn't over. It has just begun. Really?
Is that the Senate sorority, by the way?
Yeah.
The Yamma Yamma Yamma?
The Yamma Yamma Yamma.
Okay,
right.
Just checking.
Sorority. You see, what really bothers me about the choice of words, and I would say this for, doesn't make any difference what party you're in, if you're talking about guns and violence, why would you say the fight is not over? Isn't there a better word? Could you choose? Am I being too much of a semanticist here? I have been... I remember S.I. Hayakawa. You remember who he was? Anybody remember S.I. Hayakawa?
No.
He was a senator from California. I'm surprised you don't remember him, Jennifer. He served two terms. He started out life as a professor. Well, he didn't start out life. He started out life as a baby. And then he went to school, and he got smart, and he ultimately became a prof. And his whole area of specialty was the etymology of words, i.e., the origin. Where do these words come from? And how he got into the Senate, I don't know. He was a very popular prof. I forget what Northern California campus he was on. I think he may have been at Berkeley, but I don't remember that for sure. At any rate, not important to the discussion. He had us, and I remember teaching his thinking when I was teaching school in the 60s and 70s, because that's when he was prominent, he came to prominence, as a person who asked us to think about what we said. and not necessarily how we said it. There are other people who have suggested that the tone you use and how you come across to people in the inflections that you use in your words is important, but also your choice of words is important. And in this case, if you're trying to get people to focus on eliminating violence, why would you use the word fight? Am I making any sense? Hayakawa would say that. He would. A lot of times you guys make fun of me because
I'm with you and with him on this, that words are very powerful.
Yeah.
And they affect people's psyche. And you're right. That
right.
seems counterintuitive to use the word fight if you're trying to make people not fight.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the point I'm trying to make here, is that these people don't think about the words and the consequences of the words they use. And I will tell you, as one who's experienced this firsthand in any number of circumstances, but oftentimes in relationships with intelligent women, who actually, fellas, listen to what you say. Yeah. What'd you say?
So is this where I go take a nap? You're talking about intelligent women.
No, you're a very intelligent woman, and I think you probably listen.
Overrated.
Meredith says all the time, I listen to everything you say. And she does. Not sure she always understands everything that I say.
That can be a problem.
Any more than I understand what she says.
Yeah. But if you listen to every single thing, then sometimes it's open to misinterpretation.
Well, I think sometimes it is. And that's a sad reality about relationships. Sometimes things become too much a focus of one word.
Relationships. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So anyway, we got this whole thing started by thinking about what was prominent in, you know, these politicians have never seen a good cause that they can't get behind if they bring people in. Let's have a photo shoot. Let's have a camera. Let's talk about nothing. Anyway, the focus on getting background checks is appropriate, I believe. I do not like the present gun law or lack of continuity. How you can get a gun easily this way, but not easily that way, depending on how you get the gun. Am I missing something here? Why should you be able to get a gun more easily in plan A than you can in plan B? A gun is a gun.
A gun is a gun.
And a person is a person. So why does it make a difference whether you buy it at a gun show, in a gun store, from a private individual? What do I miss in that?
There are people that lobby the industry. I don't know. I would imagine that this has somebody's gaining from it if they make these stipulations on where you can buy a gun.
There's an advocacy group lobbying to gain support for another vote on background checks. As you'll remember, the first time around, I think it didn't pass, but I think it was pretty close. But people were aghast because it was fairly close to the Sandy Hook times, you know, to the event.
I can't deal with this anymore. And believe me, no one that has more sympathy for these parents that lost their kids in Newtown than I do. I feel for them. It hurts me to see babies getting killed all the time. But it is so misguided, I think. I mean, I don't know.
What
this
is?
Just gets me off on a toot. It is so misguided to attack gun laws.
Get the timer
ready. Get the timer ready, Michael. Yeah. But to get people's gun laws, to start focusing on gun laws, instead of actually looking at society as a whole and seeing how we've become so sick and how we've turned to violence,
back to the suicide discussion we had a little bit ago.
Changing a law or putting a background check, it's not going to solve any of this violence. It just is not. It won't. We've come too far.
I think that the issue of the argument is about mental health.
People that have used these guns in shootings could have passed the background checks as they stand.
And I think a few of them couldn't.
And the ones that are really committing the crimes are the ones that are going to either A, steal guns or acquire them illegally. So it doesn't make any sense.
Kenny?
I go all over on this. I sympathize with the parents. I can't imagine what it would be
horrible.
Like to have lived through that. And I'm sure I would want, if it had happened to me, I would want to feel like I was doing something about it. And I don't know what the answer is, but it seems like you would want gun laws. It seems like a natural response.
Or you'd want to figure out why so many people are mentally ill. That would be my, what is causing this illness? What are causing, these are all,
kidding?
These
what
are all boys in their late teens or early 20s.
They've been all prescribed Ritalin and all kinds of things. They've grown up without parents paying a damn bit of attention to them. They eat horrible sugary foods when they go to school in the morning. They've all been, they've been put in a corner.
And that's the thing. I don't think they have been put in a corner because we're so afraid as a society to single anybody out because we want everybody to feel included. And, hey, you know, it's not about these tough realities that, hey, some people need extra help. And I think people are so afraid to give people extra help that they just get passed through. These people get passed through the system. And people knew in their lives when they go back and say, oh, did you think anything was wrong with this guy? Most of the time people say, yeah, this kid burned two houses down. Okay, well, maybe we should have, like,
kept an eye on
attention
him.
Then.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Sorry to interrupt.
I do not like it when you say you're sorry for expressing yourself. Do not say I'm sorry.
I will
sorry.
Not apologize then.
Not
I'm not
apologize.
Sorry. No. It just frustrates me.
888-302-3684. All right, I'm going to get you unfrustrated.
Please.
Those of you who are frustrated because your hair is waving, bye-bye.
I'm still frustrated.
So long. Nice to see you. Adios. I'm going to help you think about doing what I do. Shower, wash your hair with good natural products, and then after you're done, put Provia on the places in your hair where you don't have as much as you'd like to have. Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. You can put thinning hair way behind you safely and naturally. This is for women, ladies who have thinning hair. This treatment works. It deals with the causes of hair thinning and fixes your look and the process of hair growing. Put it on. I always, when I do this spot, wish I had the television camera on me because I always put my hair, my hand on my own head where I know there's a bit of thinness and think, okay, I got to put more of it there because it cleans out the pores and has the hair come back again, starts growing again. And that's a great way of dealing with this. You don't have to have a transplant. You don't have to do any of the things that are painful. You just clean up your own head, as it were, and the hair starts growing again. Plus, Provia, when you put it on, makes your hair seem thicker and fuller. So two great things, all naturally, courtesy of Chamonix that came up with Provia. Your mirror will tell you what's working. And, of course, you'll get, hey, what's happened to your hair? It's coming back. You look different. Somebody else going, that's what you want to hear. You look different, pal. 800-525-8319 to bring your hair back. Call that number now. 800-525-8319. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. Get a free month of Provia. Mention Doug Steffen. You get a free shipping. Get to you fast. And mention Doug Steffen. You get an extra surprise gift. 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
This morning, I exercised, showered, ate breakfast, and walked two dogs, all before work. It's been a typical day for me. That's why I wear Hanes X-Temp t-shirts, socks, and underwear, because X-Temp has moisture-wicking and cooling properties that adapt to my body's temperature and activity level to keep me dry and comfortable all day long. And now, Walmart has Hanes X-Temp tees and Boxer Brief 3+1 bonus packs for just $12.96. So bring a little comfort to your crazy day with Hanes X-Temp. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it!
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Celebrate Dad Weekend Sale is this Friday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America, 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Now 53 after the hour, this is the time in this hour we become technically adroit, or is it adept, which is the better word here. Speaking of words, we are adept at being adroit.
I'm a droid. I'm an iPhone.
Are you really?
Yes.
Good for you. Congratulations. Anyway, Tech Talk time with Shelley Palmer first up. And in this installment today, he talks about eBay's plan to bring a new meaning to the term window shopping. Are you a window shopper? If you haven't been Father's Day shopping, maybe this will help you out, give you an idea or two coming up next year on Good Day.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store, like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89. A Fishman digital clip-on guitar tuner for $10. Or a five-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday, because Dad is much better than average.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, have you ever been walking down the street, saw something you just had to have in a shop's window, only to find out that the store was closed for the day? Bummer, right? Thanks to eBay's shoppable windows, that may never happen again. Over the next few weeks in busy parts of New York City, eBay is installing 4 screens, virtual stores that they've dubbed shoppable windows, that will start selling 30 items from Kate Spade and will expand to include other retailers in the future. These windows measure about 9 feet wide and 2 2 feet high and will appear on the front windows of closed stores. See something you like? Tap the screen to make an order and have your goods delivered within an hour via courier. eBay's shoppable windows opens a whole new world of mobile commerce, letting store owners sell items they wouldn't normally have the shelf space for and letting them do so during hours they might not be open. Happy shopping! Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, you're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
All right, so with all the technology talk, with all the focus on all these gadgets, and you plug them in, here, there, everywhere, last year over 40,000 home electrical fires happened, some of them from faulty products, the old wiring, you've overloaded the circuits with all your gadgetry, some from improperly used extension cords. Kate Brooks reports for us now on what homeowners can be doing to better protect themselves, their families, and their homes.
Every year, home electrical fires cause nearly 500 deaths and over $1 billion in property damage. That's why Siemens' Kevin Yates says it's important to know the latest technologies designed to protect property and save lives.
There's been some great advancements in technology over the last several years. One such device would be a combination arc fault circuit interrupter, which essentially can help prevent a fire from an unseen arc or sparking issue behind the walls of your home.
Yates also suggests that lightning may be causing a problem for your home's electrical system.
The way that you can take a precaution is either at the wall outlet, put in a surge protection device, or if you want to take the maximum protection for your home, install a surge protection device in your load center that protects your entire home from a surge of power from a lightning strike.
For more, log on to usa.siemens.com/wholehousesafety. That's technology now from Siemens.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.